Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we are focusing on what is probably the single biggest financial pressure point for any online retailer.
Oh, for sure.
Escaping that treadmill of just, constantly paying for ads and feeling trapped by the big marketplace platforms.
It really is the defining challenge for e-commerce right now. So many brands are stuck in that loop. They have these huge inventories, sometimes thousands of SKUs.
Right.
But their entire business model relies on feeding the ad machine. The second you stop spending, the revenue just evaporates.
And the margins get crushed. So
Yeah.
we've gone through the data, we've gathered the sources, and our mission today is pretty clear. We're going to unpack the core elements that create sustainable, profitable, organic traffic. We'll walk you through why this strategy delivers such a huge ROI and get into the top five crucial SEO elements you have to master.
And to really get the solution, I think we have to start with the basic mechanical challenge. If you run an online store, you are in a constant conversation with Google. You can think of it like a superpowered automated librarian. And your job is to make sure that librarian understands your products better than anyone else's.
I love that analogy because the librarian isn't just finding a book. It's like checking the Dewey Decimal System, reading the summary,
Exactly.
and deciding precisely which shelf it belongs on. So let's walk through those four steps the librarian takes.
It all starts with step one, the crawl. So Google sends out these little automated bots or spiders, and they just follow the links on your site. They go from the homepage to categories to products.
And if your site is a mess,
Well, if it's messy or has broken links, the bot hits a dead end. You end up with a ton of what we call crawl waste, and that just tanks your visibility from the get-go.
okay, so assuming they successfully crawl, they move on to step two, which is the index.
Right. This is where Google analyzes everything it found. It's reading your product titles, your descriptions, your metadata, all of it.
So it's basically putting a very specific, very accurate label on your product.
That's the perfect way to put it. It's figuring out what the product is and who it's for. A generic label like shoes doesn't help anyone.
No.
But men's waterproof leather hiking boots, size 10, that is the difference between being lost in the library and being on the exact shelf the customer's looking for.
And that precision leads directly to step three, the ranking.
Once it's indexed, Google looks at two main things. First is relevance. How well does your label match what the person searched for? And second is authority.
Authority being
Yes.
like trust signaled.
Exactly. It's your site's credibility, which is built mostly from backlinks and what users do on your site.
Which brings us to the final step, step four, the display.
The search engine results page. And for e-commerce, this isn't just a blue link anymore. If you do this right, your result becomes a visual shelf.
You see the image, the price, the star ratings, stock status, all before you even click.
All of it. It's your first sales pitch.
You see brands like IKEA just master this. Someone types standing desk for small office, and IKEA's page is perfectly labeled with all three of those intense signals standing compact office. They win that digital shelf space every time.
And that win brings us to the business case, because that visibility translates directly into high-value customers. The data here is it's really compelling. Organic search converts at around 2 to 4% for e-commerce in 2025.
And that's generally much higher than, say, a paid social campaign because the intent is already there. Someone searching for buy waterproof boots is way further down the funnel.
Way further, and the sheer volume is huge. Organic search drives almost a quarter, 23.6% of all e-commerce orders. That's a massive piece of your business.
And it's an asset you're building, not just traffic you're renting.
Exactly. The ROI data backs it all up. We're seeing average returns between 3.6 and 9 times the investment over 12 months.
Okay, but here's the friction point I always hear. SEO takes 6, maybe 12 months to really start compounding. How does a store owner survive in the short term without paying for ads?
That's the key strategic tension, right? You don't just turn off your ads. The smart play is to use your paid campaigns to quickly find your winning keywords and products.
So you're using paid data to inform your SEO strategy.
Precisely. You find what converts, then you aggressively shift your resources to optimize those winners for organic search. Over time, you shrink your dependence on paid ads and lower your blended customer acquisition cost.
Speaking of costs, let's talk about technical costs, especially on mobile. Mobile traffic is huge now, something like 75 to 77% of all retail traffic.
It is.
But there's this massive revenue gap. Mobile conversion rates are much lower, around 2.1% versus almost 4% on desktop. Why?
A huge part of that gap comes down to one thing: speed. We have data that shows just a 1 second slowdown in mobile load time can cut your conversions by up to 20%.
20% for 1 second. That's insane.
So technical optimization isn't a nice to have. It is a fundamental prerequisite for ranking.
Okay, so you're an e-commerce owner. You've got thousands of products, this scary technical gap. It sounds completely overwhelming. Where do you even start?
You start with a Pareto principle.
Right.
The 80-20 rule.
Right.
In e-commerce SEO, about 80% of your profit is going to come from 20% of your effort. For instance, 20% of your product pages probably drive 80% of your revenue.
So that's the roadmap. It stops you from wasting time on pages that will never sell anything, that crawl waste you mentioned.
The strategy is to identify your power 20%, your top fillers, your high-margin products. You prioritize those URLs.
And you give them the 5-star treatment.
You give them the unique descriptions, the best schema markup, the priority internal links. You focus all your energy on the pages that actually make you money.
So to keep this simple for everyone listening, we can boil this whole strategy down to 3 core ideas. The 3 C's.
The foundation.
First is content. That's your text, your images, everything that answers the buyer's questions and makes the sale.
Second, code. This is your technical foundation. Is the site secure? Is it fast? Is it easy to crawl? This is the house your store is built on.
So if the content is the furniture, the code is the foundation of the house itself. If it's cracked and slow, it doesn't matter how nice the furniture is.
Couldn't have said it better. A weak foundation means Google won't even send people to your house. And the third C is credibility, authority.
Your street cred.
Yep. High quality backlinks, real customer reviews. Google needs to trust that you're legitimate before it sends its users to you.
Okay. With that framework in mind, let's dive into the 5 crucial elements, starting with 1, site architecture and navigation.
So the concept here is you want a flat structure. What that means is no product should ever be more than 3 clicks away from your homepage.
Why is that so important?
It's all about efficiency for the Googlebot. It prevents what we call orphan pages, products that exist on your site, but have no links pointing to them. They're basically invisible.
You see, the big retailers do this so well. Target's mega menu is a perfect example. It lays everything out. And they use breadcrumbs.
Home category product. It's a clear path for both the user and the bot. Super simple, super effective.
All right, element 2, keyword research and intent mapping.
For e-commerce, this is where you have to be ruthless. You must prioritize transactional intent, words that signal someone is ready to buy.
Give me a practical example. What's the wrong keyword versus the right one?
The wrong keyword has informational intent, like how to fix a leaky faucet. That person's just doing research.
They're not ready to buy.
Not yet. The right keyword is buy self-fusing plumbing tape online. That person has their credit card out.
And this is where that long tail keyword curve is so important, right? People chase the big, high volume words.
But all the money is in those longer, super specific phrases. Think of a furniture store. Instead of just sofa, you target mid-century modern velvet sofa.
Much lower volume, but way higher conversion.
Way higher. But, and this is a critical warning, you have to assign 1 primary keyword phrase per page. If you have 2 pages fighting for the same term,
you get keyword cannibalization.
You do. You confuse Google and you end up hurting the rank of both pages.
Okay, on to element 3, which is the sales pitch itself. On-page optimization and content quality. The biggest mistake I see here is people just using the manufacturer's descriptions.
Oh, it's technical suicide. When you copy and paste that text, you're creating massive duplicate content.
And Google hates that.
It hates it. It sees hundreds of identical pages online and just filters most of them out. Your page never even gets a chance to rank.
So this is your chance to actually sell. You need original, persuasive descriptions, ideally over 300 words. And technically, you have to nail the product schema markup.
That schema is the code that unlocks all the good stuff in the search results. The price, the star ratings, the stock status. It makes your listing pop.
It makes you more clickable.
Drastically. A great example is REI. They write these custom descriptions with expert tips. They often outrank the actual manufacturers of the gear they sell because their content is just more useful.
All right, let's talk about the engine under the hood. Element 4, technical SEO and core web vitals. We know speed is a ranking factor.
It is the foundation. And Google uses 3 specific metrics for user experience here, the Core Web Vitals. The first is LCP, or Largest Contentful Paint.
Which is just how fast the main image or block of text loads on the page.
Exactly. The second is INP, Interaction to Next Paint.
That's click responsiveness.
Right. When someone clicks Add to Cart, does it react instantly? Any delay hurts that score.
And the third one, the one that drives everyone crazy, is CLS, cumulative layout shift.
Mm-hmm. That's when the page content jumps around while it's loading, causing you to click on the wrong thing. We've all been there.
So how does a store owner even begin to diagnose this stuff?
Google's own tools are the best place to start. Page Speed Insights, Google Search Console, they'll tell you exactly which pages are failing. And this stuff matters. Walmart found that every 1 second improvement in load time boosted conversions by 2%.
That's a direct ROI metric right there. So the practical steps are things like compressing your images, using modern formats like WebP, and minifying your code.
Absolutely. Which brings us to our last one, element 5, link building and authority.
Okay, so if tech SEO is the foundation, links are the public endorsement, the votes of confidence.
And they're one of the top 3 ranking factors. But the key is quality. High value beats high volume every single time.
What's a high value link?
A link from a major industry publication, a respected blogger in your niche, that's worth 100 times more than a link from some random directory. It's about building real partnerships.
So the strategy is more about PR and outreach, getting product reviews from relevant influencers.
Yes. Think about Gymshark. Early on, they built their authority by partnering with huge fitness influencers. All those influencers linked back to them, creating this incredibly valuable natural backlink profile that Google absolutely loves.
That covers the core 5.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap, let's quickly touch on a couple of modern nuances. First, the difference between B2B and B2C search.
They're completely different worlds. B2C is a short buying cycle. It's emotional, it's visual, and the key words are things like cheap or best.
And B2B?
B2B is a long cycle. You have a committee of decision makers. The keywords are all about function, wholesale, supplier, specs. The content has to prove a measurable return on investment.
So for B2B, a product description needs to be more like a mini white paper full of data and specs, rather than just emotional copy.
Precisely. It's a logical sale, not an emotional one. And that requires a totally different content approach.
And then there's the other massive disruption, the AI shift. We're moving from keywords to conversations.
We really are. We're now talking about things like AIO, artificial intelligence optimization. That's just formatting your content so AI bots can easily parse it. And GEO, generative engine optimization.
Which is how you get featured in that AI snapshot at the top of the search results.
Exactly. Now, AI tools like ChatGPT can speed up writing descriptions, but, and this is a huge warning, human review is still essential.
Because of the hallucinations, right? The AI just inventing facts.
That, and it can strip out your brand voice and leave you with generic, boring copy. You can't sacrifice accuracy or personality for speed.
Okay, so let's bring this all home for everyone listening. The final action plan is all about focus.
Start small. Please do not try to optimize 10,000 products at once. Yeah. Apply the Pareto principle. First, fix your technical foundation. Get your core web vitals in order.
Then apply the 80-20 rule to your content.
Yes. Identify your top 10 or 20 revenue-driving products and make their pages perfect. The content, the schema, the keywords. Consistency is what wins this race.
Which leads us to the final provocative thought we want to leave you with. Since AI is shifting search from simple terms to complex conversations where people are asking these intricate, multi-part questions.
How do you need to re-engineer your product descriptions to serve not just the human buyer, but also the AI that's going to summarize the answer for them?
That shifts the focus completely.
It does. It's no longer just about ranking for a keyword. It's about being the definitive, factual source that the AI engine chooses to quote. Your product page has to become the ultimate authority.
A fascinating challenge. It forces us all to be better marketers and better providers of information.
Absolutely.
We'll leave you there. Until next time, keep digging deeper.